Concerns continue over a shortage of baby formula. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Many parents are scrambling to find formula to feed their infants as Abbott works to get FDA approval to reopen a manufacturing plant in Michigan.
The Biden administration says it's trying to get more formula on shelves. In the meantime, President Biden spoke with CEOs of major retailers, as well as formula makers Gerber, Reckitt, and others, about how to do that. The administration says it's cutting red tape and encouraging manufacturers to simplify formula varieties to boost production. It's also increasing formula imports from other countries and cracking down on price gouging. The White House says it hasn't decided yet on whether to use the Defense Production Act.
Fox's Grady Trimble in Sturgis, Michigan. Retailers say it could take months to fully restock shelves. Elon Musk says his plan to buy Twitter for $44 billion is temporarily on hold.
Musk said in a tweet that he wants more details about spam and fake accounts on Twitter. Though some investors see the pause as a potential sign the deal may not go ahead, it could be Musk wants to renegotiate his price.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. Musk later tweeting he still intends to go forward with the purchase. Ukraine is putting a captured Russian soldier on trial for war crimes.
A 21-year-old captured Russian member of a tank unit is accused of shooting a 62-year-old man on his bike. Ukraine's prosecutor general says it's been investigating more than 10,000 alleged war crimes committed by Russians, with over 600 suspects identified.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv, Ukraine. The Texas Supreme Court today allowing the state to investigate parents of transgender youth for child abuse, while also ruling in favor of a family already facing scrutiny. That mixed high court ruling from the state comes as GOP lawmakers are increasing efforts to impose restrictions on transgender rights. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Crews in California's Orange County are battling a wildfire that's destroyed at least 20 homes.
The wildfire here in California started without warning and moved through a coastal community in Orange County so fast, some had just minutes to get out. They're calling it the coastal fire, which forced hundreds to evacuate. Firefighters believe it started near a water treatment facility positioned between Laguna Niguel and Laguna Beach. While the cause is under investigation, residents say at one point the sky turned orange and filled with smoke as the fire raced through the canyon near the ocean. Beyond California, a massive and near unstoppable fire continues to burn in New Mexico, growing day by day. And we're also getting word of a new wildfire that started in Colorado Springs near the city's airport.
Fox's Jeff Paul. A search continues for a Texas inmate serving a life sentence for murder who escaped from a transport bus after stabbing the driver. Gonzalo Lopez escaped between Dallas and Houston. Chicago's launching one of the country's most ambitious guaranteed basic income programs today.
It's a 12-month pilot program where the city of Chicago is about to hand out cash, $500 per month to be spent on anything for 5,000 low-income Chicago families who experienced hardship during the pandemic and have a household income below 250% of the federal poverty level. That's just over $57,000 for a family of three. Applications for the program won't be accepted after midnight tonight. The Chicago City Council approved the basic income pilot program using federal COVID funds. Nine other cities across the country are offering similar programs. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
California's minimum wage increases to $15.50 per hour next year. That increases the minimum wage from $15 per hour for companies with 25 or more workers and $14 for companies with 25 or fewer. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.